For ETV Radio, South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. In the wake of the shootings at Charleston's historic Emmanuel AME Church by a young white supremacist, a renewed effort has been mounted to remove the Confederate battle flag from the Confederate monument on the State House grounds. Governor Nikki Haley, flanked by black and white South Carolina leaders of both political parties, held a press conference Monday afternoon to call for the General Assembly to remove the flag. Nonetheless, there remain prominent South Carolinians on both sides of the issue. State Representative Jonathan Hill of Anderson, a Republican representing House District 8, supports keeping the flag in its place. He said the flag is a part of the state's heritage and is a memorial to the Civil War soldiers who died in defense of their state.
Well, this flag, to me, is a reminder of all the folks who have fought and died in defense of their homes and families. And it's also a reminder of a very dark episode in our nation's history. It's important to remember those dark episodes because if we forget, we're going to be in danger of perhaps repeating some of the same mistakes, and I don't think anyone wants to do that. That's the way I view the flag.
The Reverend Nelson B. Rivers III, Vice President of Religious Affairs and External Relations for the National Action Network, is a longtime civil rights activist in the state. He said it was not true that the flag was put up as a memorial.
If the flag really was about heritage and memorializing the war, why did it take 100 years to put it up? They put it up as an act of defiance against the civil rights movement. The fundamental problem we have, you cannot defend or justify human slavery. The war was not about states' rights. The war was about keeping slaves. The war was not about rebellion against the national government. That's not true. It was rebellion against the ending of slavery.
Hill believes that people should not be offended by a flag put in its proper context with the soldiers' memorial to commemorate the lives lost in the war. When asked whether he flew the flag at his home, he replied no.
I do not. Personally, I have no reason to fly the flag. I'm not that big of a Civil War history buff like some people are, and so I just simply have no reason to. But I certainly don't take offense when I see someone with the flag. I do think that we need to be careful to present it in its proper context. I think that when people just fly the Confederate flag just by itself, it can send the wrong message. And I think that the shooter in Charleston was intending to send a white supremacist message with the way he used the flag. But that's not the way the flag is being used. It is in its proper context on the Confederate Memorial. I think that's the most appropriate place you could possibly put it.
To Rivers, the soldiers fighting for the Confederacy were not heroes in the eyes of many.
They were committing treason. And even if you don't believe that, they took up arms against the government. If I did that now, they'd call me an insurrectionist and a traitor. The fact of the matter is they were fighting for one thing only. And if you don't believe it, the man who designed the Confederate battle flag is a man named Thompson. He said our effort solely is to maintain the supremacy of the white race over the coloreds and all others. That's what he said. So don't take what he had said and make it mean what you want it to mean. He said that's why he created the flag, because he wanted to maintain white supremacy.
It appears that many people will continue to weigh in over the next few weeks in the battle over the battle flag. The next big move is up to the state legislature, both houses of which voted Tuesday to take up the issue during the current extended session. Thanks to the BBC for audio portions of this segment. I'm Tut Underwood for ETV Radio, South Carolina Public Radio.